We are in Washington, D.C., and we just watched Donald Trump's speech after being sworn in as the 47th president in a yard house.
That's a bar
and grill.
It's a sports bar.
Yeah, with about 200 Trump supporters. Obviously, everything was canceled in the National Mall, and everyone was just packed into this yard house.
Cancel culture.
Cancel culture. It's already starting.
As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders.
My feeling right now, after watching this speech, is I feel very weird, which is a very bad descriptive word for anything, but I feel very strange.
Yes.
I don't know if that sums up everything. There's probably a lot of other adjectives in there, but I feel weird, weird. And not in like a funny, like, J.D. Vance is weird, ha ha ha. More of a bad weird.
A bad weird.
Yeah.
Specifically a bad weird. I feel a little unsettled. We just started. He was just sworn in. We just started a new period of time. Only time will tell exactly what comes with it.
A national energy emergency. We will drill, baby, drill.
What were some of the moments that you think stood out?
Well, I thought Manifest Destiny was an interesting thing for an American president to say.
Right. He specifically said gaining new territory or something very explicit along those lines. And then I think the biggest cheer might have been for renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
So yes.
Just to give you an idea of what people's priorities were.
Well, we're going to find another spot to set up and do the rest of this.
Manifest Destiny, Mars.
Yes.
Deporting people.
Yep. Going into cities as well to support people.
Returning of common sense, I think, got a big cheer.
Transphobic stuff got a big cheer.
Transphobic stuff as well. Donald Trump being... man of the people.
The good liars.
This is boring. Boring. I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the good liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us.
All right, welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVram Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell you the truth. And right now, we are as close as you can get to the White House because of security and what they set up for the parade over here. And it is a very, very cold day in Washington, D.C. It is Inauguration Day. We've been here for 3 days. We took a break for a while, DeVram, after the election.
That's right. We took a little vacation. Everyone deserves a vacation. We were on the road a lot.
Yes.
And now we're picking it back up at a natural time, I would say, the beginning of a new administration.
Yes, yes. And we just left the Capitol One Arena, and it kind of felt like we were in hell there. There were a lot of people yelling about how everyone's going to go to hell, all these religious people with huge signs. And then also YMCA was playing on repeat over right. and over and over again.
Today is the day of salvation.
Okay. So we've been here for 15 minutes. YMCA has been on repeat. And these people have been screaming that everyone's going to hell. I think I'm actually in hell right now.
Meanwhile, people were handing out MAGA energy drinks. There was garbage everywhere. There were porta potties that I had never seen such a thing treated so poorly as the inside of a couple of these porta potties.
Is it symbolism? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe.
Could be. But it seemed like hell on earth a little bit.
Yes. Yes. And speaking of hell on earth, we are here for the inauguration of Donald Trump, the 47th president and 45th president of the United States. And we got here on Saturday. We made a whole weekend of this. inauguration, which is just something you got to do when you're in D.C. for
right, make a meal of it. Get into it.
Speaking of which, those guys that were making our life hell are now walking down the street towards us, the religious people who are screaming by Capital One Arena. So we got here on Saturday, and there was something called the People's March here.
That's right. So the People's March, it was kind of the latest iteration of the Women's March, which took place 8 years ago.
And I went to the Women's March, and it was huge. It was huge. You got off the train, and you could already see the sea of people at Union Station, everybody going to the National Mall. And I kid you not, you got up to the Washington Monument, and it was just people all around. And people, I'm not kidding about this. The People's March, which is, you know, the same thing. Donald Trump's been elected. It's a march held by the same organizers. How many people would you say were there?
I don't know. Maybe under 10,000.
Maybe 20. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
And the mall is a big area, so it's hard to tell with the crowd. But certainly not, you know, that same feeling of, like, defiance, I guess, as Donald Trump takes office this time around. I don't know. Are people exhausted? Are people disillusioned?
I don't know. I wake up in the morning sometimes thinking about all this stuff, and I'm exhausted.
Exactly.
I'm exhausted. I think that's a natural way to feel right now. I think that's, like, kind of, like, the mood of a lot of people I know, at least in my life, are just like, can't believe this is happening again. All this leading up to an election, and then we have the Groundhog Day, same thing happening with Donald Trump, whatever chaos is going to come with it.
But nevertheless, it was a gathering of a few thousand people voicing their dissatisfaction.
Yeah.
I don't know. It felt a little bit of a hodgepodge, maybe a little disorganized, maybe, again, a little bit of symbolism. I don't know.
So you're talking about
the party.
What was the chant they were doing?
I believe that we will win.
Which is like the U.S. men's soccer team chant, right?
Right.
From years ago?
That put us in a little bit of a strange headspace because, famously, for anybody listening...
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
The hell people are here.
Hell people are coming here to ruin our sound. Let me see if I can get him to quiet down. Hey! Hey! Hey, we're trying to do a podcast. They couldn't hear me. I didn't get close enough for them to hear me.
Jesus Christ. They are here.
You can definitely hear them here on this our sound too. That's great. So some more symbolism, I think, for us that we can't get away from this fucking shit. Anything else you want to say about the People's March, and then maybe we can find a new location to go without being
in
hell?
We may have to continue somewhere else because even the symbolism is just never ending. Just trying to go on with our lives here. These people are finding us and just kind of ruining what it is we're trying to
our
do
lives.
Here.
Yeah.
It says God is angry.
People's March. You know. What else? Riley Gaines was there. I just want to get to the cliff notes of our time there.
Right. Riley Gaines was there. A handful of Trump supporters that were kind of going through and saying, they were so angry with us, which I believe people were probably yelling at them with their MAGA hats on and everything. But then they also, the people we talked to said the kind of insightful things that they had said to the crowd as well. It was kind of like they were trying to get yelled at, I guess.
So that was our first day here. Oh my gosh, this is gonna... All right, so we're gonna find a new place to film now because this is crazy. But maybe we can talk to them and ask them to quiet down beforehand.
Yeah.
All right, what happened?
They're moving along.
Oh, okay. Hey, silver lining here.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue here. Okay, so... We thought we were going to have to find a new place, but we said a prayer. We asked God to make those people move, and our prayer was answered. So.
Granted. Thank you. So we went to the People's March and, you know, kind of set the tone for what would be a pretty strange couple of days here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, before we move off of it, I just want to get into you know, we haven't done the podcast in a few months now. Obviously, a lot's happened. There's been a lot of appointments and all this stuff. And the world has continued to spin.
Right.
And people are still living.
No offense to the flat earthers out there, but the world, the earth, has continued to spin.
I'm not saying they might think it spins like a plate
like
on
a top.
Yeah, like a top. But so the feelings that everyone's been having. How have you been feeling, DeVrom? I just want to ask you personally. How have you been feeling about Donald Trump? Now he's president. It's official. It's happened. How have you been feeling in the months that we've been off?
Not as good as this guy.
He's in a scooter. Scooting away with his Trump 2024 flag.
Regardless how I've been feeling, I appreciate you asking that. I go back and forth. Sometimes I think, you know, maybe this won't be as alarming on a daily basis as I feel like it might be, or as it felt like it was previously. And then, you know, you get a bit of news. You hear Donald Trump saying he wants to, you know, take Greenland by force or whatever. And then it all comes flooding back. Like, oh, you know, when he says these things, maybe believe him.
Yeah.
Or, at the very least, chaos will probably be at the top of the list for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, so I like kind of unplugged from the news a little bit. Not like right after the election, but a little bit after it. Because like, what is there to just, you know, there's no election to look forward to in some way, and like an actionable thing to do.
Right.
And I think that's the way a lot of people feel. But I just tried to, whenever I'd hear news, I'd be like, oh my God, Matt Gaetz. Oh my God. The Attorney General, Matt Gaetz, this is wild. So I don't know. I mean, I don't want to go back to the weird word that I was saying earlier, but everything feels strange. And, but that's okay. It's okay to live in the strangeness, I guess.
Yeah.
I
mean, we are at the beginning of what will be a new time. We don't know what it'll feel like. So we'll find out how bad or
great
or typical.
Typical for Trump.
For Donald Trump this will be. We'll see. He's definitely going to be a little more emboldened this time around.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Hey, excuse me, sir. We're doing our podcast right now. Do you want to just tell me your thoughts on Donald Trump being sworn in?
Happy about it?
Happy.
All right.
Never could have guessed.
Happy. He was wearing a MAGA hat, so that's not entirely surprising, I guess. So we went to the People's March, and then yesterday Donald Trump, yesterday for us right now, Donald Trump had a rally, a victory rally,
that's
at the Capital One Arena, and he just wanted to have a rally, I guess. That's a new thing.
A Trump rally. Who would have thought that he would do such a thing? He wanted to have a victory rally. I think it was so that he would ensure that the National Mall would be filled with people on inauguration, but the weather being what it is right now, that wasn't able to happen. So it ended up just being this big rally, you know, a sea of people, lots of people showed up for it. We talked to a few of them, and then the weather turned, and it became
a snowstorm.
It was weird, the word again? Strange?
And I want to say something now, DeVrom, because this is a conversation we had yesterday about this stuff. Sleet, freezing rain, hail. You and Peter, our camera person who's staring at me right now, were saying it was hailing
just
out.
Just staring.
But I
right
think
at
that
us.
Is, it was sleet. It was sleet. I think by definition it was sleet because it was part of a snowstorm.
When I see little frozen balls of precipitation, like literally bouncing off the street, I think that's hail. But
right.
you're going to try and tell me you Googled it or something.
Well, the hail is when is a
moving,
totally different
moving
atmosphere.
Right along. There was
this
precipitation.
Is an important thing to talk about.
There was a storm. It turned into a real snowstorm.
Yeah.
And then it was like a stampede of people.
Yeah.
Where passing through to try and get into the rally.
There was an orderly line, and then everyone just rushed
around the side.
Around the
and
side,
people,
and cut in front of
you're
people.
You're cutting.
No, it got contentious.
I've been here since, you know, since 8 a.m. And of course, we've run into that before at Trump rallies.
Well,
there's always a contingent of people trying.
I thought you were saying January 6th.
Oh, storming Capital One Arena.
They were storming the Capital One Arena.
Our cameraman who's still staring at us.
Wait,
so
I'm
going to
say it second and correct. They were storming the Capital One Arena. Which one was better, Peter? Second one. That's mine. All right. Nice. DeBromskev has a look of anger, sadness, and I don't
despair
know.
Despair and cold.
And cold, yeah. Yeah, we should mention how fucking cold it is right now. It's not as bad as I thought it was. It's not as bad as Iowa, like, almost a year ago to the day.
That's right. Iowa, you think of what's happened in the year since Iowa, in the year since then. We were throwing pots of boiling hot water up in the air in negative 59 degrees.
51 degrees.
Negative 59.
That's what AccuWeather said.
Yeah. That's Jason's AccuWeather app that is famously inaccurate, so we call it AccuWeather. Yeah. But it was negative 59 was the screen grab. I think we were throwing boiling water in the air, and it would just burst into vapor. And then that was before we knew the result of the election.
Yes.
And now...
now we do.
It's inauguration.
Excuse me, sir. We're doing our podcast now. No, no, you're fine, you're fine. I was just wondering if I get your thoughts on the inauguration.
I mean, I don't have too much opinion because, I'm just a legal immigrant. So I'm just walking around, seeing how the situation is, experiencing the American life for the first time.
When did you become a citizen?
2019. Got a green card, so I'm technically a permanent resident, and hopefully soon I can join you among your ranks, if that's okay with you.
And why were you so excited? I see you've got a MAGA hat on. Why is Donald Trump your guy?
I've been reading through his policies, his plans on how to improve the American society and life, and I believe he can do it. I heard what he's planning to do, and I like it so far. I like the optimism as well.
Do you have friends, people you know that are immigrants that are undocumented?
No.
None.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Macedonia.
Oh, okay.
Or North Macedonia, as some refer to it.
Where is that?
That's in Europe, south.
Balkans.
South, yeah,
right?
The Balkans, exactly.
Donald Trump in his speech today talked about manifest destiny, getting new land for the United States of America. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, if there's some merit behind his claim, then sure. But if it's just aggressive, then I don't support it, technically.
The Panama Canal, Greenland, those are two places that he's talked about taking over for United States territories. Would you be in favor of that?
I heard the Danish are not interested in selling Greenland. That's fair. And in the Panama, I believe there was some contract regarding the maintaining it, and if the Panamese didn't made it to their end, so I think it's fair.
Can I grab your first name?
Blagoy.
Great to meet you. I'm Jason Selvig.
No problem.
Thanks.
Thank you for the interview.
Have a good one. Can I have it? There, yeah, absolutely. So we have a legal immigrant, I guess, is the way he wanted to define himself, right?
Yeah.
From Macedonia. In favor of Donald Trump's policies. He said that
it's a microcosm of something we've talked about. Peter had noticed while we've been filming that there's been a lot of people with foreign accents here that we've talked to,
right,
who are here supporting Donald Trump, which, I don't know what that means. It's just an observation that we're going to say from on the ground here.
Right. Well, there is a phenomenon of people who have come here
legally
who feel that the idea of supporting those who have come here, without proper documentation, that they should not be, getting the benefits of living here. It's kind of the I want to close the door shut behind me mentality a little bit.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people seem to identify with.
Yeah. So, all right. It's good to have an impromptu interview here. Yesterday, were there any other things that stood out to you? Just, I know we had two experiences now at around Capitol and Arena. Do you have any conversations that stood out to you? I know everyone we talked to was very happy. If you obviously Donald Trump their guy is going to be president. There's nothing surprising there.
People were very happy. I think I asked one guy what Democrats could have done differently in this election or what they should do next time to try and win the election. I think he said just get out or something like that.
Get out.
That would be one strategy.
But if you get out, how would you get people to vote for you? How would you?
Yeah. At that point, I think a big stack of chairs for one of the events was being pushed by, and the interview kind of ended. So.
Oh. Nice. All right. There's God working again in mysterious ways. So Donald Trump gave his victory speech yesterday and inauguration today on Monday. There was a winter storm yesterday. It wasn't as bad as it could have been. I think it was supposed to get like 3 inches. It got like maybe an inch at most.
Right.
This morning, the temperatures dropped. I think the high today is like, the real feel is like 12 degrees. It's very cold. So it was the outside the Capitol, it was canceled where they traditionally do the inaugurations, moved it inside. One thing I thought was interesting was all of the billionaires who were lined up there to watch Donald Trump, his row of oligarchs who are supporting him now.
Right. You had Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, all like right next to each other. Something interesting about the group of people who feels that Donald Trump speaks for them, man of the people, yet has gathered the richest people who have the least in common with your everyday Americans to help in his administration. And all these people have donated large sums of money. And now they get to be seen with President Trump, and it's hard for me to understand how, as a regular person, you'd feel seen in that moment.
Yeah, I mean, I think we did the math on Elon Musk. He spent like $250 million or something like that, if not more, maybe a little less. I don't know, on the election to get Trump elected. Did the math with his net worth now, and it was 0.06% of what he's worth he spent,
right?
Which is nothing. If you donated $100 and you made $60,000 a year,
just grabbing the
percentage
of the change drawer,
yeah,
and just hucked it on the ground,
right?
And then we're like, and now I have unfathomable influence over the president of the United States.
It's cool.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Pretty cool.
It's cool. So today, we got to Capital One Arena. It's a nightmare to get anywhere in D.C. right now because all these streets are closed. And we are looking for a place to watch the inauguration, the actual speech, so we could talk about it right now. And went into the Yard House, which is where we started this episode. And it was filled with all Trump supporters, except for one person, which we'll get to in a second.
Right.
Which is very funny. And it was a weird scene. It was like being at a bar for a sporting event where people were like cheering for their team.
Right.
Or like a wrestling show, like, and they're saying the catchphrases.
Yeah, and we've talked about this, and it's not a kind of a new observation, but it's like people are genuine fans of Donald Trump, like they would be the star quarterback of their favorite football team, instead of a bunch of Packers fans at a Wisconsin bar or something. It was a bunch of people, you know, head to toe in MAGA gear, nodding along to the entire speech, and then cheering at like choice moments. But everyone was just enraptured.
Except for one moment.
Exactly.
Where a guy.
Donald Trump said something about, free speech will return to this country.
Some guy yells, fuck Donald Trump. Free speech, right?
and then he said, did it again.
Yeah.
People, I think, were a little like confused, and then he did it again.
So the second time was funnier.
Second time was
always
time
is.
Was funnier. Just in this moment.
Rule of twos.
But, you know, it was like, no one was looking away from the TV screens. And you could see those moments that really caught the attention of people. And one of them, the biggest cheers of the day, was for renaming the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America.
Yeah.
Which I just find, like, it's either a joke, in which case it's kind of an unserious candidate, you know?
No.
Yeah. Or it's like an aggressive statement and a way of looking at the world. Either way, it's strange. I guess I'm
What's the word of the day?
Yeah, it's just kind of bizarre that was like such a crowd pleaser. If
yeah,
he's just you know kind of trolling people, then why use your inauguration speech to do that?
Right.
Or he means it, and it's like.
Even
or are we going to have different maps? We were talking about this earlier. Are we going to have our school textbooks going to have Gulf of America written in them? And then people are going to leave the United States and be calling it something that the rest of the world is not? Like a bunch of fucking idiots?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were some other pops. Elon, I'm using a wrestling term, pops, cheers. Elon Musk got a big pop from the crowd. People were really loved seeing
some
Elon
heat.
Musk.
He got heat's bad in wrestling.
Well, no, heat is
it's when they don't like you. Though.
Yeah, but good. Yeah,
nobody got heat.
Yeah, well, Trump had heat. Trump has heat. Not as much heat with the liberals as he did last election.
It seems right.
Last time you won, the People's March is any indication. Not as much heat.
Use another wrestling term. Educate us.
I'm turning over a new leaf this year. And we're here, we're here. We're at the inauguration.
No more wrestling talk. This could be great for anyone who listens to the podcast and gets sick of wrestling being mentioned every episode. Maybe that's not going
to
happen.
You need to have a passion. Do you have a passion?
Any passion?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet.
All right. Well, you should have a passion.
Still
you should
learning,
have some
passion.
So it's been a very cold, and it doesn't even feel like eventful. It feels like we're in the... We were in the worst of America a little bit. Not the people.
Not just to say the people. I think that's an important thing.
Yes.
Like, most of the people we talk to, not just here, but in general, like you'd get along with them.
Yeah.
If you weren't talking politics. But there's something that has been seized upon that has made people feel heard. I mean, you had this bar full of people just cheering at stuff that I just would never have thought would affect their lives or that they'd give a shit about.
Yeah. That reminds me. This sums up. I want to make sure I get this right. I wrote this down yesterday because you were off doing an interview and I was by myself out of the elements and I saw this older guy with a cigar in his mouth and I looked over at him and I was like, hey, how are you doing, man? How are you doing? And this is a quote from him. He said, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Life is good again. Under control. Then he took a puff of his cigar and walked away into the crowd. This genuine
so poetic.
Joy.
It
really was.
Deep inside.
It was literally like a deep.
But the question, I guess, is, like, I get that when someone makes you feel heard and, like, you're, life is finally back under control. You feel like you have a sense of control over your life. What is going to change about his life that he's going to feel like he has more control over? I'm willing to bet.
More cigars.
More cigars.
Yeah.
Trump's going to bring in more cigars. He's gonna take over Cuba. We're going to be, Cuban cigars are going to be on every table, every kitchen table.
I just want to say that the weird thing about this thing, this new Trump administration, is he's talking about taking over new places, and I think that's very weird. He's about to sign executive orders in front of 20,000 people at a basketball arena.
We were talking about this.
It's just fucking bizarre.
Who are the people coming up with these things, though? I know he's a showman, but he's not sitting there being like, what if we do the executive orders in a big arena full of people and make kind of like turn the presidency into a whole show, a Vegas show, and it's working.
Kind of already did.
He's kind of picking his cabinet based on people with like TV experience.
Maybe that's a way to look at this. Like the last presidency, he was like trying to be a president. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he had surrounded himself with like actual experts and people that worked in the fields and for some of the appointees. In the fields that, where they would be in charge of whole agencies.
Right, like Ben Carson.
Ben Carson, yeah, urban development.
Urban development.
The gifted hands, yeah. So but now he's just like, I'm going to be me. And what I am is just a entertainer, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I've heard people say, I don't know if it was here or whenever it was recently, he's putting together this team. It's like the Avengers. People are really, turning the government, their lives, this country into kind of like an entertainment thing, and it's working. And, he's...
Is Donald Trump to blame for it?
Because he's a game show host in the first place.
Is it cable news? Is it us? What is it?
I don't want to get too introspective right now. It's too cold to really, really think.
Yes. Well, speaking of being cold, it is very cold. Deron, do you want to have a moment of truth now? Do you want to speak your truth? It doesn't have to be profound. It could be something silly, funny, or it could be your genuine thoughts.
It could be
profound. Sure.
I'm just going to start and see where it goes. I think the truth is that a lot of people are upset right now. A lot of people feel on the outside looking in. But we have to be honest with ourselves. No matter who we are as Americans, there are a lot of people who are thrilled.
Yeah.
Donald Trump won the popular vote. He won all seven swing states. The margin wasn't huge, but he won. He won. This is America right now. So I think the truth is that in whatever way that we feel right as individuals, in our families, in our communities, we have to embrace that this is America right now, and somehow, in some way, make it work. If making it work for you is trying not to be part of what's going on, or if it's mending bridges with people that you haven't spoken to in a while, or whatever it is, the truth is, I think we're all in this together, and we're going to see what happens in the next...
Kumbaya.
No. That's not what I'm getting at. The truth is, we're all in it together. I don't know if that's
a good thing or bad thing.
Well, or not. Yeah. We will find it out.
You're quoting that guy from Georgia who said that. I think we talked about it in our last podcast.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. How about you? You must have some truth here.
Well, I think that there's a silver lining for Democrats. And Donald Trump's going to be in office, for the next 4 years. Maybe he'll try and futz with the Constitution,
Plus,
get in there.
With the Constitution.
Get in for a little bit longer.
That's what the
take charge. But I think the Democrats have a...
Democrats are always so mad at Donald Trump for futzing with the Constitution. Yeah.
But Democrats, they have an ace in the hole.
Yeah.
Because in 2028, just 4 years from now, and elections, they're going to heat up in like 2.5-3 years. Democrats have like an A-plus candidate. Joe Biden.
All right. Okay.
Joe Biden, who I think...
Similar but different.
He takes 4 years off. He rests up a little bit.
Imagine those people who retire to Florida. They sit on the beach and they say that I've never felt younger, more energetic in my life. Let Joe Biden have a little rest.
Yep.
And come back with a little new vim and vigor. And Donald Trump, he puts with the Constitution, and we get a repeat finally, which I think everyone will be excited about.
Everyone will be excited about that.
A little rematch here.
Joe Biden will be president. He'll beat him, and he'll be like, I did that.
I did that.
All right. Well, that's a great place to end. Thank you for joining us on The Good Liars Tell the Truth. Deron, any words of wisdom?
When you're using heat pads, the warmers.
Yeah. Hand warmers.
Yeah. Put them in the pockets where you're going to put your hands.
Okay.
Put them in those pockets. Don't put them in other pockets like I did that you can't reach, so you can't get the benefit of the warmers.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're just kind of creating garbage.
All right. There you have it. From all of us here at The Good Liars, from Washington, D.C., in the beautiful United States of America, goodbye.